While that study was being conducted, of course, the soft and text data matured, have now been presented. I'm sure you've seen those. And they both suggest that in a patient, especially with a relatively poorer prognosis or relatively really young age, the use of ovarian ablation, either with chemical or by surgery, plus aromatase inhibition, is better than ovarian ablation plus tamoxifen, and especially better than tamoxifen alone. Those are the soft data. Now, in TAILOR-RX, the one place we saw that 25 is not necessarily the cutoff is in young women less than 50, presumably premenopausal, and most of them probably got tamoxifen only. And those curves start to separate at about 20 instead of about 25, the separation between the curves between chemotherapy and no chemotherapy. The question there is, should they have gotten chemotherapy, and did chemotherapy work because it killed the cancer cells, or was chemotherapy actually doing what happened in SOFT, where you did ovarian ablation and put patients on an AI? And so could you get the same effect using ovarian ablation plus an AI rather than giving chemotherapy? And is that safer in the long run? So the nuances are, for example, we know that early menopause outside the cancer arena is associated with an increased risk of toxicity in the long run, increased risk of mortality in the long run based on osteoporosis, fractures, increased risk of cardiovascular and cerebrovascular disease. There are a number of papers in the GYN literature suggesting that. In SOFT and TEXT, we haven't seen those occur, but we haven't followed those patients that long to really know that. So the question there is whether the acute effects of chemotherapy and the 1 or 2% life-taking, life-threatening, or life-changing toxicities of chemotherapy are worse or better than the long-term complications of intentional ovarian ablation with an aromatase inhibitor.